Sean in Tennessee is on the line and needs some help restoring a door. Tell us what the project is.
Actually, when I bought a house, I'm just fixing to sell it, and whoever lived in the house before me had started trying to paint the door facings white to match the walls, I guess.
Okay.
And what I have a problem with is they used the wrong kind of paint, and I guess they realized it halfway through the project, so they didn't even finish. And the paint that they used is peeling off of the doors and stuff like that. Well, I'm going to sell my home, and so, you know, that's one thing that I would like to fix up.
Sure.
Well, I have a Dremel tool, and, you know, it has, like, a little bitty of sanding head on it, and I kind of been trying to do that, but needless to say, it's very tedious and time-consuming.
Well, that's a really tiny tool to be using for a big sanding project like that. Get a bigger Dremel.
I mean, the Dremel sanding disc is like an inch in diameter. They're little.
Well, I guess this was my deal. I have a bigger bit piece, and I actually borrowed somebody else's tool, but it actually started kind of getting into the actual wood of the door.
What you might want to do is get a palm sander or a quarter sheet sander, or they have sanders that are designed for details like that. I know that Black & Decker makes one. I'm sure there are others. They're kind of in the shape. They look like a small iron.
Mm-hmm. They're like triangular.
Triangular, so that pointy shape. You can get in the nooks and crannies with that kind of a tool. And then start with a very coarse grit and work your way down. Now, if you're going to repaint this, you don't have to get all the old paint off, just the loose paint off. And then you want to prime it and repaint it, and that should be all you need to do, Sean.
I'll keep listening to the show, and I appreciate y'all's time, man.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.